Thank you for downloading the Container Market Report from Coracle Online and GFI for January the 13th, 2012. This report will look at the derivative and physical markets. This podcast is sponsored by MoseyPro. When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Did you know that 12,000 laptops are lost or stolen at airports every single week? 50% of businesses that find themselves without data management for 10 days or more file for bankruptcy. MoseyPro backs up Windows, PCs, Macs and servers for over 70,000 organisations from small businesses and large companies like GE, Starwood Hotels, Accenture and Subway Restaurants. MoseyPro is also the backup solution for non-profits and educational institutions like Stanford University, the Yale School of Management and many more. If your business is not backed up with MoseyPro, you really need to make sure your data is backed up. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit moseypro.com. That's MOZYPRO.com. We start with the paper market and the Shanghai Northwest Europe route, where the forward curve fell marginally in value this week, especially in the prompt months, which was in line with the small movement in the index. We are already starting to see signs of the PSS surcharge implementation in late December plateau as we head closer to the start of the Chinese New Year. With only one more publication for the remainder of this month, the forward curve is reflective of market participants' expectations of rates falling in both February and March. Similar to Northwest Europe, the Shanghai US West Coast curve remained largely unchanged this week, as the extent of the PSS surcharge is expected to be priced into rates until the end of this month. What is interesting to see is that the SSEFC is pricing a 5% and 7.6% discount in February and March to spot levels, which only reflects the market's lack of confidence of rates holding post-Chinese New Year. On the physical market, Asia-Europe, with 10 more days left until the start of the Chinese New Year, it gives us another 10 more reasons to be more bearish on the freight rate outlook for the remainder of 2012. Capacity utilisation is currently running around the 95% level, and the combination of strong volumes and capacity cuts in Q4 2011 have resulted in a tighter capacity situation. As a result, carriers were successful in pushing through a PSS in the last week of December, but the general consensus in the market is for rates to come off at the start of February and remain around the $600 per TEU level for at least the rest of Q1. What is also worth noting is that some freight forwarders and BCOs have been able to secure six-month contractual rates for as low as $575 per TEU. This only reflects the looming overcapacity situation to plague the market even further this year. As Alpha Liner mentioned in their report this week, the fleet is expected to grow by 8.2% in 2012, with 49% of the fleet in the over 10,000 TEU size profile and only able to be deployed on the Asia-Europe trade lane. With demand in the Eurozone to remain flat for this year, there is already a 4.1% demand-supply imbalance, and that is assuming that ships are running on 100% utilisation, demand does not fall into negative territory, and no capacity adjustments are made. The sentiment for the Trans-Pacific trade lane is very much similar to that of Asia-Europe. Shippers cited that it didn't take a genius to work out that the recent rate recovery was only implemented because of the upcoming Chinese New Year. One shipper didn't regard the carrier's rate increases as a true success, given that the cargo rush pre-Chinese New Year is normally longer and not just 3 weeks. The short time span of the pre-Chinese New Year cargo rush in itself is an indication of weak market demand. It will come as no surprise to many if cargo volume and correspondingly rates fall off a cliff post-Chinese New Year, as history goes to show. 2012 does not look like it will be an exception. Thanks for listening.